She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. If you want to live to a healthy 100, you need to eat like healthy people who've lived to 100. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking with Dan Buettner. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, The Blue Zone's Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. Dan Buettner traveled to blue zones, and he's going to talk about that during our interview. What is a blue zone? Some of the areas he did travel to that he's identified as blue zones: Greece, California, Italy, Japan, and Costa Rica, where he discovered the traditional diets that yield the world's longest living, healthiest people. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dan Buettner and talk about this highly anticipated cookbook.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Best day of my life. Doesn't that make you feel better? People groaning on about their problems?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah. My back hurts.
Hey, any day above ground is good as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
That's
usually... Well, we're going to keep you above ground longer with this book.
Yes, the book, The Blue Zone's Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. It's great to talk with you again. We've talked in the past of Blue Zones. I mean, they talk about this being an organization, but I think it's a movement, Dan. It's not an organization. It's you're moving people and inspiring and getting... people to change how they look at their health and longevity.
I'm very proud. You know, the idea comes actually from the statistically longest lived parts of the world: Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Ikaria, Greece, Nicoya, Costa Rica, and the Seventh-day Adventist. And I found those places as part of a big National Geographic project, and then spent the last 15 years distilling down what these people have done for the past 100 years to lead to such long, healthy lives. And I've come to realize, my other books, you know, have been about the whole ecosystem, but I realized that for most Americans, the entryway to a healthier lifestyle is through their mouth. So instead of being all high-minded like my other books, this one is really a beautiful coffee table book or a cookbook. National Geographic photographer David McLean shot it. And then I just went into the villages and the kitchens of old ladies, and I captured these recipes that have led to longevity before they're completely buried by the American food culture, which is polluting all these wonderful traditions around the world.
Well, and also in reading the introduction, and the book, by the way, is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Nice job on this, and you're right, the photography is amazing. But it is, these blue zones talk about healthy, energetic lives and people that are not industrialized, and the roads are made for walking, not for cars. It really, their homes aren't made to be all high tech and just a touch of a button. So it's really interesting to kind of do a little self-reflection here in America when you look at how others live in those countries.
Well, there's no bad impulse here, but our genes evolved in an environment of hardship and scarcity, and we live in this environment of abundance and ease. And we've just over-innovated in a way that these fatty, meaty, sugary foods are too cheap and too accessible. It's too easy to push a button to do all of our work. And you're seeing in blue zones that actually, if you want to live out your potential, you're eating peasant foods, simple foods like beans and nuts and greens and tubers and whole grains. Those are the pillars of the blue zone diets everywhere. And they're nudged into gentle movement all day long rather than sitting in their office for 8 hours and thinking they're going to make up for it in the gym. That's just not how we evolved.
And talk about some of the top longevity ingredients. What were some common things or themes maybe you found in these areas?
I would say at the very top are beans. Beans are world longevity all-stars. I think it could save the human race. Beans fix nitrogen in the soil. They're dirt cheap. You combine them with a grain, they have all the protein of a steak, and much healthier protein, by the way. And here's the science reporting I did, and by the way, I have a feature coming out in January's National Geographic story, our magazine on this, that we're learning that the microbiome, which is 100 trillion bacteria in our colons. It weighs between 6 and 8 pounds. These 100 trillion bacteria produce short-chain fatty acids, which control our inflammation, regulate our immune system, regulate our mood. And the only thing those bacteria eat are fiber, and they love all kinds of fiber, and beans are a great source of fiber. You eat a hamburger and french fries, there's zero fiber in that. But you eat a Sardinian minestrone or an Icarian stew or a Costa Rican pico de gallo, which recipes for which I have in the book, and your microbiome dances with glee and pays us off with lower inflammation, joints that don't hurt, arteries that are healthier, brains that are sharper, and an outlook on life that's brighter.
Was it difficult to get these individuals to participate? Because these were... You went into individuals' homes and to convince them to have you watch, photograph, and publish.
Yeah, and that's, the photographer spent days with them. But I've been going to these blue zones for 16 years, and I've put these places on the map. They were largely unknown, and now they're being celebrated worldwide for something they're proud of, which are their older people and the longevity of their experience. So I'm pretty readily invited into people's homes there. I think if, you know, the average person showed up, they wouldn't get this access. But I've used that access to make sure that I'm honoring their food tradition. And David has taken stunning photography of the ingredients, the food techniques, the people who are making this food, and the result is a book that looks great on your coffee table or can be kept in the kitchen to eat from for the next 100 years.
And Dan, who do you want reading this book?
I want moms to read it. That's the number one. Moms are the ones who, by and large, are still driving the food decisions of their families. And they're really the CEOs of the family, and they have more influence than anybody else. If I had to pick one demographic, it would be the moms.
Well, and I think it's awesome how you've put this together. It's not only the guidelines of what, you know, we want to refrain from, retreat from, incorporate more of, but you're actually showing us these foods and how to put them together and where they come from and the reason for it. How long did it take you to put this book together?
Well, in a sense, 16 years. But I've been focused mostly on this. David McLean and I, the National Geographic photographer, started about 3 years ago just focusing on these recipes. I collected over 300 of them. My 85-year-old farm-raised father joined me, and I made him taste the foods, and if he gave it the thumbs down, it didn't make it into the book. I didn't want a bunch of exotic, you know, fermented tofu. I wanted foods Americans would eat, and I made sure these are simple recipes, easy to make, they're cheap, but most important, it only made it in the book if they were delicious. And I'm very proud of it.
You brought your own taste test kitchen with you. Thanks, Dad.
Well, we taste tested it back at home. But I just found out, you know, I'm a Minnesotan. Minnesotans aren't inclined to puffery, but it's the number one best-selling book in America for the last 2 days. So I'm really proud.
Congratulations.
I worked really hard at this, and I think it's a gift from the world's longest-lived people to Americans.
Living a long life, it's like people will say, that's great to live a long life, but I want quality. I want to still be functioning and walking and not just...
Yeah, you don't want to be disabled. So that's a big mistake people make, that living to, so here's the you, people listening right now, the capacity of your body, listen to me, on average, is 95. If you're an average person, you should be able to make it to 95. I can't promise 100, but the average American's only living to about 80 or 81. So the value proposition is 12 or 13 years, but those are years largely without disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the heart disease, most of which we don't have to be suffering, but we are because of the way we're eating here in America. And you look younger and feel younger every decade along the way. And that's the value proposition. And it's not that hard, and it can be really delicious, and it can be really fun.
I love this work, and I appreciate that you just keep bringing more and more information to us. The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. Dan Buettner, where can we learn more about you and find this book?
At bluezones.com. And it's for sale at Barnes & Noble's or Barnes & Noble online, or I like it when you support your local bookstore.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Don Newton Podcast. I also want to give a special thanks to my guest today, Dan Buettner. He is the founder of Blue Zones, and today we were talking about his latest book, The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. For more information about Dan and Blue Zones, you can visit bluezones.com. For more information about me, you can visit my website, which is donnewton.org. The Don Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Don Newton.